Senate come to order, please. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 20 members present.
Will the members please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Peter or Pastor Tim Friga?
Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we know in the big scope of things that you have placed these men and these women here. We know that they were elected through the human hand, but we know that you have guided them into this position. And knowing that, may that give them a very humble spirit. May, because of that, any pride, may any self-determination, may that be pushed aside, may any agenda, but may they be sensitive to what you would have. And may they realize that you have put them here, as you have said in the book of Esther, for such a time as this. May they be very sensitive to what you would have, guide and direct, and above all, may Christ, may he be seen through what is done in this room this coming year. For it's in his precious name. Amen.
Senator Osterman, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
On the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the first legislative day.
Introduction of guests. Senator Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery on our left, I'd like to introduce a constituent, a fellow that I think you've seen perhaps in the past here in Juneau, but it's my pleasure to introduce for the first time this session in the Senate, Kirk Wickersham. He's with attorney's title.
Senator Bundy.
If I might. Also with us for the session, from Anchorage, we have the page Justin Bailey. Justin was born in Louisville, Kentucky. He's, however, been a resident of Anchorage since 1989. I think he now qualifies for his PhD. He graduated from Service High School, of course, one of the best high schools in the state. His zest for politics is matched only by his love of knowledge. He's most recently been pursuing a degree in biology, and you find a number of specimens to examine here. A degree in biology for the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. I understand they have a moderately good school there as well. Please welcome Justin.
Thank you. Any other guests for introduction? Seeing none, messages from the governor.
Message dated January 21st, stating, in accordance with Article 3, Section 25 of the Alaska Constitution, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the position set out below. Commissioner, Department of Natural Resources, Tom Irwin.
Mr. Irwin's name will be forwarded to the Resources Department or Resources Committee for review.
Commissioner, Department of Community and Economic Development, Edgar Blatchford.
CNRA.
Attorney General Greg D. Rankus.
Judiciary Committee.
Commissioner, Department of Revenue, William A. Corbus.
Finance Committee.
Commissioner, Department of Environmental Conservation, Ernesta Ballard.
Resources Committee.
Commissioner, Department of Corrections, Mark Antrim.
State Affairs Committee.
Commissioner, Department of Health and Social Services, Joel Gilbertson.
Health and Social Services Committee.
Commissioner, Department of Labor, Greg S. O'Clary.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
Commissioner, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Colonel Craig E. Campbell.
State Affairs Committee.
In addition, in accordance with Alaska Statute 3905080, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the boards and commissions set out below. Board of Fisheries, Rupert Andrews, Juneau, John E. Jensen, Petersburg, Melvin Morris, Kodiak, Art Nelson, Anchorage.
Those names will be forwarded to the Resource Committee for review.
Board of Game, Pete Buest, Fairbanks, Michael R. Flagel, McGrath, Cliff Judkins, Wasilla, Sharon McLeod, Everett, Fairbanks, Ron Somerville, Juneau, Ted Spraker, Soldotna.
Those names will be forwarded to the Resources Committee for review.
University of Alaska Board of Regents, James C. Hayes, Fairbanks, Cynthia Henry, Fairbanks, Mary Kay Hughes, Anchorage, Michael Snowden, Sitka, Derek Miller, Fairbanks Student Representative.
Those names will be forwarded to the Health and Social Services Committee for review.
Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Dave Harbor, Anchorage, Mark Johnson, Anchorage.
And those names will be forwarded to the Labor and Commerce Committee for review.
The resumes for these appointments have been submitted to the offices of the Senate Secretary and the Chief Clerk. Those are all the messages from the Governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
The following budget and audit reports were received from Pat Davidson, Legislative Auditor, in accordance with AS 2420311 and are on file in the Office of the Secretary of the Senate. Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Southeast Region Construction, Maintenance and Operations, Select Administrative Issues, June 1, 2002. Department of Community and Economic Development, Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives Sunset Review, August 15, 2002. Department of Community and Economic Development, State Medical Board Sunset Review, August 15, 2002. Department of Community and Economic Development, Board of Nursing Sunset Review, August 16, 2002. State of Alaska Single Audit for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2002. Department of Revenue, Review of Controls over Treasury Management System, June 19, 2002. Department of Community and Economic Development, Board of Marine Pilots Sunset Review, November 1, 2002. Department of Environmental Conservation, Board of Storage Tank Assistance, Sunset Review, October 15, 2002. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 39 by Senator Ogun, an act relating to management of fishing game in and on the navigable waters and submerged lands in Alaska.
State Affairs and Resources.
Those are all the Senate bills this morning.
Consideration of the daily calendar?
There's no calendar this morning.
Okay, under unfinished business, we were elected yesterday to appoint an alternate from the minority to the Ethics Board. At this point in time, I'd like to appoint Senator Betty Davis as the alternate. Senator Stevens.
I move that Senator Betty Davis be confirmed as an alternate member to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
Without objection, Senator Betty Davis will be the alternate to the Select Committee on Ethics. In addition, under unfinished business, under AS 24.20.650B, we have to appoint members to the Armed Services Joint Committee. We have five members from the Senate, at least one of whom will be from the minority. At this time, I would like to appoint Senator Wilkin as the chairman, Senator Dyson, member, Senator Osterman, member, myself as a member, Senator Guess as a member from the minority representative, and the alternate will be Senator Stevens. And there is no motion needed on that. Okay, is there any other unfinished business? Senator Wilkin. would come back to order. Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that we move back to the certification of the journal.
Without objection, we're back up on the daily calendar.
I move and ask unanimous consent that we certify the journal for the first legislative day.
Without objection, the journal is certified. Takes us back down to announcements. Oh, I'm sorry, unfinished business. I'm sorry. Senator Taylor.
I thought the at-ease was in unfinished business.
You're right. You're right.
It was inadvertent yesterday, the bill, SR1, establishing a special committee on world trade and state and federal regulations was referred to my committee. I don't think that needs to be done, and I've already cleared with the minority members of that committee, and I would thus move that the Senate bill, Senate resolution number one, be waived from the state Senate committee. Okay. I ask for unanimous consent.
Without objection, then that referral will be waived, and that. Thank you, Senator Taylor. That was an oversight of mine that it was sent to that committee. Brief it is. Okay, is there any other unfinished business? Seeing no other unfinished business under... Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Wilkin. You're right. Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I find myself needing to leave the Capitol on four different occasions in the next 4 months, and I'd like to, with your indulgence, roll it all into one motion and ask to be excused from the call of the Senate. So I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call on the following four dates. Friday, January 24th, returning on Sunday, evening plane time. The second is... January 29th, Wednesday, morning plane time, returning to the Capitol on Sunday, evening plane time. The third is Wednesday evening plane time, returning to the Capitol Monday evening plane time. I'm glad to say that's for my son's wedding in Fairbanks. And the last...
Senator Wilkin, that last one, you didn't say the date.
February 12th, the evening of evening plane time, February 12th, Wednesday. Returning President's Day Monday night. And the last is May 16th, leaving Friday morning plane time, returning Sunday, May 19th, evening plane time to attend my son's graduation from college. Thank you.
Without objection, then Senator Wilkin will be excused those days. Senator Green.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to make a similar motion for to be excused on January the 24th until Monday plane time, and on January 31st until Sunday evening plane time.
Without objection, Senator will be excused those days. Any other unfinished business? Seeing none. Senator Bundy, under unfinished business?
excuse me. Yes, Mr. President, thank you. I'd like to move that I be excused from January 24th to plane time Monday, and from January 31st to plane time the following Monday.
Without objection, Senator Bundy will be excused those days. Any other unfinished business? Senator Taylor.
Just a point of clarification. It might be of assistance if the members, as they move for excused absences, reference whether or not it's state business or personal business.
Okay. Senator Wilkin.
Mr. President, a good point. Minus for personal and family business, all four absences.
Senator Bundy?
Personal business.
And Senator Green?
Personal and state business.
Thank you. And from, that's a good point, Senator Taylor. And from now on, if the members would, let us know. Okay, any other unfinished business? Seeing none, announcements? Senator Bundy?
If we might move back up the calendar under introduction of guests.
Without objection?
I have another constituent who has joined us in the gallery on our left. It's Lauren Wickersham. She's a graduate of Service High as well. We're well represented in that area today. And recently a graduate of University of Oregon with a degree in journalism. And she's here observing in the Capitol and in possibly interested in employment, should anyone need an outstanding candidate.
Okay, any other announcements? Or Senator Hogan.
Thank you, Mr. President. If we could move and ask unanimous consent, we move the calendar back to unfinished business.
Okay, without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that I be excused from call of the Senate Friday 1:24 on plain time in the morning through Monday the 27th plain time in the morning for state business.
Without objection, Senator Hogan will be excused for those days.
Thank you.
Okay. Back down to announcements. Any other announcements? Senator Dyson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, as has been done for 30 years, there will be a rally on the steps here at noon for commemorating the Roe v. Wade decision 30 years ago. I have word from the third floor, but the first time in a dozen years, the governor will be joining us. And for those of you who are concerned about the issue of protecting of unborn life, I would encourage you to join us if you care to. My understanding is in those 30 years, 40 million unborn children have died. For some of us, that's a great tragedy. I'm sure for some of you it is not. But anyways, I would invite you to join us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Seeing none, that brings us to special orders. Senator Cowdery.
Thank you. We have a group of new pages, that I'd like to start the introduction. We have one from your district, and she's from Delaware Junction, Sydney Helpin. If she'd stand. She's actually born in Glen Allen, raised on a farm in Delaware Junction. Her family is currently in the process of moving to Nenana. She is the eldest of 11 children, and she enjoys hiking, reading, and cooking. Let's welcome.
Thank you. Any other special orders? Senator Seekins.
Continuing on, Mr. President, I'd like to introduce Paige Seth Church on my left here. Seth was born and is a current resident of Fairbanks, serving with us this session. He's traveled in the United States and throughout many countries in Asia, conducting volunteer and missionary work, specifically in the Philippines and in Indonesia, where he's helped with his father's a missionary group called REAP International, R-E-A-P. And last year, Seth had the privilege of serving as an intern in the U.S. Senate for Senator Frank Murkowski, and I'd like to give him a warm welcome as a page.
Okay, for the members of the body, we'll fall quickly into our routine here, but on special orders, you need to ask for the leave of the body to address the body and state the topic. Senator Elton.
I'm glad for the reminder, Mr. President. Ask leave of the body to introduce three Juneau people who will be helping the Senate.
If there's no objection, go ahead.
The first, Mr. President, is Jamie Ann Stevens, who was born and raised in Juneau. I think it's probably the most important thing to note about Jamie Ann is that she recently took a restraining, grappling, and takedown course and loved it. And she's also highly involved in the Alaska Club Boxing and is the first female ring announcer in the state. Assistant Sergeant-at-Arms Dan Ryerson was born in Sitka but is now a Juneau resident. He enjoys traveling around the world, has traveled to Israel and the Philippines, is an amateur photographer and artist, studies finance and business in his spare time, and is involved in the Ground Zero Youth Ministry as a sound technician. And the next Juneau resident is Jacob Good, who we've always considered him a Juneau resident, but he spent a good deal of his life growing up in Europe, in Sweden, England, and Holland. Interests consist of mountain biking, airbrushing, computer graphic design, and working out. He has an older sister. His father is a noted Alaska teacher of biological sciences here in our community and the coach of the state champion oceans team. So if the body could help me welcome the three of these people.
Senator Wagner.
If I can get this right, Mr. President, I'd like to ask for leave of the body to introduce a page from my home district,
Without objection, go ahead.
I'd like to introduce to this distinguished group Danielle Duncan. She's from Soldotna, Alaska, a little village about 5 miles from where I live. And she was born in Fairbanks, raised in Soldotna. She enjoys going to the Kenai Peninsula Oilers baseball games, playing saxophone, and getting stamps in her passport. And this fall, she will be attending Northwest College in Kirkland, Washington, majoring in political science with a minor in Western European history. I might add, her father is a minister, and hopefully he will be visiting us at sometime during the session, and maybe we can work him in to give her an invocation.
Any other special orders? Senator Hogan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Asked to leave the body for a special order on a job well done.
Without objection, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, every session we move down here, and there's a group of unsung heroes that support us, and that's the Legislative Affairs staff. And I just want to thank them for once again for their hard work and setting up our offices and dealing with all the little crises that we create by our lack of planning and sometimes misdirection, and also it's a tremendous job. I know they worked real hard, and I just wanted to thank them all, Pam Varney and their staff and the whole group for making our move once again a rather smooth and as effortless as possible for the legislators. So thanks, good job.
Any other special orders, Senator Taylor?
Ask leave the body to introduce another page, please.
Without objection, go ahead.
It's a real pleasure for me.
Any other special orders? Senator Hogan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Asked to leave the body for a special order on a job well done.
Without objection, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, every session we move down here, and there's a group of unsung heroes that support us, and that's the Legislative Affairs staff. And I just want to thank them for once again for their hard work and setting up our offices and dealing with all the little crises that we create by our lack of planning and sometimes misdirection. And also, it's a tremendous job. I know they worked real hard, and I just wanted to thank them all, Pam Varney and their staff and the whole group, for making our move once again a rather smooth and as effortless as possible for the legislators. So thanks. Good job.
Any other special orders? Senator Taylor?
Yes, thank you. I move to ask leave the body to introduce another page, please.
Without objection, go ahead.
It's a real pleasure for me to do this because, to the best of my recollection, this is the first page we've had from Wrangell, my hometown. And Jonathan, if you'd step forward just a bit, it's Jonathan Turner. He was born in Twin Falls, Idaho, and he moved to Alaska in 1994. His hobbies are snowboarding, bowling, and coin collecting. He has two siblings, one older and one younger, so he's the middle child out of three. His plans are that he would like to travel to Australia this summer to visit an aunt and an uncle, and I wish him the very best, and thank you for giving me a chance to introduce him. Jonathan, welcome.
Any other special orders? Seeing none, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, the 23rd of January.
We are adjourned until 6:30.
Excuse me.
Thursday, pardon me.
6:30 tomorrow evening.
Confusion here.
And the joint session for the governor's State of the State will be at 7:00.